From rappers beefing over video games?
Lil Yachty, you is a
to a rap beef that got someone shot and killed. These are rappers who hate each other. And first, how 21 Savage and Tyga started hating each other came because of one of the baddest girls on the planet and a Ferrari. 21 had just innocently tweeted, "Got this superstar chick I got a big crush on." But when someone speculated that it might be Young M.A., things got cleared up quick by 21 when he posted a pic of Kylie Jenner with some hard eyes. Now, Savage definitely lived up to his name of being Savage with that, because she was already in a relationship with the rapper Tyga. And once fans started tagging Tyga in the post, telling him to literally kill 21, 21 and his boy said something that went even more viral.
"What's up, 21? What's going on, man? Hey, I heard you have a thing for Kylie, bro."
"Ted
Really? What would Tyga say about that, though?"
Now, alright, at first Tyga stayed quiet, until 21 posted a pic of a Ferrari that he got from his poppy. That's when Tyga hopped in the studio, used the same beat from one of 21's own songs, and dropped a quick diss about how exactly he got his new Ferrari.
"Why you got one car and a 12 car garage, sucking for a Ferrari, don't forget to lick the boss."
Alright, Tyga really claimed that 21 licked Drake for the whip. And to make that car situation even crazier, Tyga then posted a pic of him and Kylie in his own Rari, with the caption saying, "Selling records being you, but you still want to be me." Now this had 21 wanting to kill Tyga. He posted, "Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a rapper by the toe," while pretending to fire shots at the camera. And then he said, "You're playing with the wrong one, f*** boy. I'm gonna kill your b***. Not lying, b***. Straight up, now you on my list."
"I pull up and y'all gonna call the cops, 21.
But alright, instead of actually killing Tyga in real life, dude just stuck to Instagram by posting another pic of Kylie, and in the caption he implied that she was the man of the house by using some of Drake's lyrics.
"And shout to all my boss, wife and—"
So, because 21 never actually did anything to Tyga, even Kylie got involved by calling 21 a b-. I never thought that this beef would turn into her being the Savage. But honestly, that's the least violent rapper beef in this video. Like, there's hate between rappers that turned into a $1 million lawsuit. One rap beef got another rapper killed, and we still gotta talk about Drake and Kendrick's beef, cause their hate got absolutely out of control. But first, I never thought that two rappers would end up hating each other over video games.
"Lil Yachty, sit your ass down."
Soulja Boy is known to be one of the biggest gamers of pretty much any rapper ever. He was uploading videos of himself playing Xbox over 15 years ago. He stays playing video games daily.
"Man, hold on, watch out! Watch out! Watch out! Let's go! Oh, O4E! Drop them! Drop them! Drop them! O4E!"
He damn near has an entire arcade in his gaming setup, and he's even created his own video game consoles.
"Soulja Boy game. First rapper with a video game console."
But once he eventually started streaming on Twitch, he instantly became one of the most famous gamers on there.
"You better not snitch. Then you better not say sh**. Better not say sh**. Better not say sh**."
His gaming career was reaching a new level, until things got heated when another rapper who loves the game, Lil Yachty, made a bold claim. He also loves gaming as much as rapping. Not only has he been seen playing video games more times than I can count, gaming with other famous people, and at one point, even joined FaZe. All of that must have gotten to Yachty's head, cause eventually he sparked some hate from Soulja by lying on camera.
"I was the first rapper to stream this, 2017, for anyone. There was no streaming, Twitch wasn't even popping.
Yeah,
I was on Twitch. It was me and Post Malone on Twitch, 2017, nobody was there.
One of the first rappers.
G-check it. No one was on Twitch before me and, I would think I was there before Post Malone, but it was just us. It was the only rappers. Yes.
Wow.
7 years ago."
Once Yachty claimed he was the first rapper to stream on Twitch, fans commented that Soulja was actually the first. And not only did he respond there saying that he was tired of Yachty, he dropped a tweet that he was the first rapper on Twitch and went on a crazy rant.
"Lil Yachty, sit your ass down. You is a— you wasn't the first to do shit, you little ass punk ass Oreo looking ass. I'm getting tired of y'all. Paint your toenails ass, paint your fingernails. Lil Yachty, sit your little ass down. You want the first to do shit."
Yeah, Soulja clearly takes his game seriously. But not only was Lil Yachty literally laughing at dude's rant.
"He's going dumb, bro.
Fruity ass. Paint your toenails ass.
y'all to sit y'all little pussy ass down, bitch ass.
At one of Yachty's next concerts, he literally trolled Soulja Boy with the entire crowd.
Soulja Boy, I said, Soulja Boy, you said, Blue Bo came in with a 100 digits.
Old ass called Soulja Boy.
How did everybody put that middle fingers in there right now?
The middle fingers up right now.
And then on the count of three, I want to hear Soulja Boy. 1, 2, 3.
Alright, man, I ain't gonna act like I wasn't in the crowd saying that, but at least their hate for each other didn't end up like two other rappers' beef. That turned into a million-dollar scandal. When 6ix9ine was popping in the rap game, most rappers were on his side, hanging out with him, and even making songs with him. Rappers really didn't have a problem being around him until he got arrested, his life got turned into a court case, and to evade a long prison sentence, he snitched. Now, snitching was extremely frowned upon if your entire career was based on acting hard like 6ix9ine's. So he was basically blackballed from the rap game, and pretty much no rappers wanted to be around him, except Nicki Minaj. They dropped a song together to go viral and basically trolled during all this controversy. But it had rap legend Lil Boosie hating on both of them.
Yeah, I was disappointed in Nicki, bro. I was like, I thought from her music she had a better character than that, you know. Even if she did that for a career standpoint or a career boost, it still shows a lack of character.
Yeah.
It shows that you would change for money and success.
She's already rich, man. She's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Have to do that.
She don't have to do another song for
she's
the rest
rich
of her life.
She's rich as fuck. Like, you know? She's rich, successful, beautiful. I feel she shit on the ghetto community. She know what I'm talking about. I just feel like she said fuck her.
All right, dude spazzed. And he made it clear that any rapper who planned to be around 6ix9ine was gonna get criticized. But sometimes money can just convince anyone to hang out with anybody. And Kodak Black wasn't scared of any disrespect, as long as he got a check. He was next to unexpectedly make a song with 6ix9ine, and the world could not believe it. Especially when one part of the song caught everybody's attention.
I done came a long way from the bricks, I don't give a f- I'm making $1 million plays with this shit.
Kodak really hinted that he'd gotten $1 million to be featured, and it eventually leaked that dude also got a free Rolls Royce too. A car like this, and a mil? Sign me up to become 6ix9ine's best friend, man.
I ain't even gonna think a lot. That's an M. That's an M, homie.
One song.
One song, bro.
For a 16.
I understand the value of a dollar. A band's still a band, homie. A million fucking dollars, bro, to do a song with a nigga who, like, I don't even know the niggas he told on.
We're in on
and I ain't even from over there. Like, that's y'all rap. I know only nigga squeezes nigga out some cheese, homie.
Yeah.
I know so this was shit, but y'all ain't finna do nothing. Like, y'all ain't just in this shit.
But even though Kodak only wanted to secure a bag, a rapper associating with a snitch just for the money? That didn't sit well with Boosie. So at first he hopped on live and called Kodak out.
This ain't got no morals, don't gain no principle. Damn, thought that little would like that. He ain't no street at all.
But when Kodak heard all of that, he reposted a clip of it and changed dude's name from Boosie to Poosie and called him a clown. Now that got Boosie really heated. So he posted an embarrassing video of Kodak and said dude sold his soul along with some other pretty ridiculous things. But Kodak wasn't about to respond on social media or during any interviews. He name dropped Boosie in a song.
I'm trying to get rich, ho. Who Boosie think he is? Who you niggas think you be?
So Boosie responded to that saying, who Boosie think he is? Someone you'll never be. You must be still mad about what I said because you keep bringing my name up. You gotta blame yourself. So honestly, their beef is here to stay. Unlike another rap beef, that ended with a rapper being murdered in Memphis, Tennessee. It wouldn't be too long before things took a deadly turn. Yo Gotti was the rapper who was on top of the city until he noticed an up-and-coming star like Young Dolph quickly on the rise. Now, Gotti wasn't a hater at first. In fact, he actually wanted to help Dolph and sign him to the deal of a lifetime. But things were about to get really weird after Dolph turned that opportunity down.
The guy that wanted me to do the, come on, bro, let's do CMG paper route. It's cool. I'm knocking for that. If I was him, I would have came to me like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But only thing was going to happen behind it was people like, oh, he popped off because of Gotti. You feel what I'm saying? I can't do that because I got too much of my own time and money invested. You feel what I'm saying? So people that done been through this, they know exactly what I'm doing right now. Yeah. So they can't do nothing but respect it.
Dolph didn't want anyone saying another man was the reason he became a star. So he just kept pushing music forward, blew up more than ever, and eventually the world found out that the whole time, Gotti was salty about him. So Dolph tweeted, "Bro went from being my number one fan and wanting to sign me to being my biggest hater." Then he announced his newest album would be called King of Memphis. This was a direct diss at Gotti since he's always called himself the King of Memphis in songs.
I think I'm Yo Gotti, King of Memphis.
And at one point, he even named his own album that. But instead of Gotti responding to all this, one of his signed rappers, Black Youngsta, went at Dolph first. He posted a video saying, "Dolph, you a bitch. You soft. If you got a problem, say you got a problem." And he even captioned it with a threat. "When I see Dolph, I'm gonna smack the shit out of him. On my life." But once Dolph laughed about the threats with a few emojis, Black Youngsta actually pulled up the Dolph's hood strap.
"Dolph, you a b-. You a soft ass b-. You nice ass b-. If you got a problem, say you got a problem. Shake ass, ass.
Cast
A, you my nephew. What Dolph at, cuz? Where you at? We in Cast A right now. We just left the store. Where you at right now, Dolph? Where you at right now?
Thank Jesus, I'm legit, man. Thank you, Jesus, man.
We good.
See what's going on, man. See what's going on.
OG shit,
man. You see that? You see how you put the police out? Hey, I've been spraying your ass for years in the whole city, know that. Whole Gotti, you was a ass. I just got back to the city. They said you trying to put charges on me and put the police on me. You send your little out to do all your talking. Talk for yourself, ass. Hey, that big head down syndrome looking to hate on everybody from the city that gets some real money. You start out hating on 3-6, they were having Oscars and. You had to hate because you were broke. That's the only way you can get attention, boy. You were broke, boy. Now you're hating on Dolph. You a. Hey, man, if I was your ass, boy, I'd be mad at me too, man. Why you mad at me? Because your ass on fake watch buses and you had to fake it till you make it, ass. And I came in the game rocking real ice driving coupes and.
Now, the beef was on another level of viral. And Gotti was downplaying he was even involved.
What the f*** is going on with Dolph, baby? What is going on with Black Youngsta? What is going on, man?
I ain't nothing popping, man.
That is crazy, man. That video was scary.
Yeah. I think there's probably a little misunderstanding. They ain't nothing really popping.
Do you think they're going to work it out? I mean, it looked crazy on World Star.
You know, they just move a little different, you know? Yeah, they move a little different.
I mean, they were popping out some machines and... I'm glad Dolph just didn't turn up around the corner.
Yeah, you know, that, like I said, this be like, the shit I have going on and the shit I'm dealing with on a day-to-day, the paper's so big, the vision's so big, that like, this be below my vision, you know what I'm saying?
But it didn't really matter what Gotti said. Dolph instantly released a diss track named Play With Yo with cover art of missed calls from Gotti's baby mama. Dolph literally called him out the entire song.
Tell it. Man, that's how I feel about him. Hurt your intro, your last two mixtapes. I hear you slick dissing, but that line. All that make believe rapping about cocaine. Don't play with me, ho. Got it, you a hoe, man. Hey, you big head motherfucker. Why you hating so much? Oh, I forgot you came up rapping dissing 3-6 Mafia. Stop slick dissing and dodging me, nigga. Let's get it popping.
Yeah.
Talking about me in your song, pride to the side.
Damn.
Found my number in her phone and it hurt your pride.
I'm sorry, bro.
So of course Gotti was gonna respond to all of that. He first tweeted out, blah, blah, blah. Then he threatened Dolph in a diss track of his own called Don't Beef With Me.
Playing with me and you still breathing, boy, God answers your prayers. Know the game got layers. That's a layer. Never catch it later. You better get it weighed up. Came with me and you ain't safe, bro. Get his grandmother.
But saying Dolph will get sprayed up is what really made things turn deadly. Cause once Dolph filmed a music video to his diss track that featured a fake Gotti in it, just a day later, Dolph was traveling in a black SUV when he got shot at over 100 times.
Your car.
What car?
The one in Charlotte. What happened? The one that got shot up 100 times?
And whatever was going on, they couldn't do it. They couldn't.
Obviously they didn't succeed. Whatever was going on. Yeah, this is looking bad, huh?
Womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp. Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, we're kicking live right now.
In Memphis, it's a thing called people tricking people out the streets.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call that right there. You know what I'm saying? Get people unfocused on what they're doing. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dolph built itself up and built itself and becoming a superstar. And I'll let us throw Dolph off right quick. He's doing too much. Come on now, man. The city can't say, they mentioned Memphis, they say, Dolph, he can't, we don't know. He doing too much. Don't get mad at me when I'm doing my thing and it's like straight authentic.
Now, all right, surviving 100 shots, that's already crazy. But Dolph made things even crazier when he dropped an album called Bulletproof, and in one of the songs, he clowned his ops for missing those 100 shots.
100 shots, 100 shots, 100 shots, 100 shots. How the f*** you miss a whole 100 shots?
This had Gotti's crew wanting to test how bulletproof Dolph really was. So not long after, in Los Angeles, California, both of their crews ran into each other, had an altercation, and things turned from a fist fight into gunshots. This time Dolph was hit 3 times and rushed to the hospital. But even though doctors assured him that he'd survive, the police got investigating and labeled Gotti as a person of interest in the shooting. Eventually, Gotti's associate was charged with attempted murder, but the hate wasn't gonna end here. Gotti started paying close attention to Dolph's life until the perfect time to end things once and for all. Something that stood out were all the different cars that Dolph owned. A G-Wagon, his Hellcat, Rolls Royces, Lambos, and his Corvette. They were all wrapped in the same camo color scheme. So because they were extremely recognizable as Dolph's, one day when he was seen getting cookies from his favorite spot, some ops tracked the place down. Masked men shot Dolph 22 times, and this time, he was killed.
We now shift to the murder of rapper Young Dolph, who was shot and killed at a cookie shop in his hometown of Memphis. The rapper, whose real name was Adolph Thornton Jr., was called an indie rap pioneer by Spotify and was just 36 years old.
The entire area was absolutely stunned about the killing, so people gathered around the crime scene to support Dolph as his car was towed away. And since authorities thought that Gotti was involved, they even stood outside his own restaurant anticipating retaliation. Now, eventually suspects were arrested over Dolph's murder, but even though Gotti was never charged and he stayed quiet about the entire beef ever since, I'm sure his hate for Dolph will never disappear. But beefing over who the king of a city is, that's one thing. Nowadays there's rappers who created one of the biggest beefs in rap history debating who the GOAT is.
The big three. It's just big me.
Drake literally almost got sued for millions of dollars because he took his beef to a level that we'd never seen before. Things started a few years ago when a certain little man hopped on the song Control and spazzed out.
And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mills, A$AP Rocky, Drake. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas.
Kendrick Lamar damn near went after the entire industry, but most notably was when he mentioned Drake and J. Cole. Now, even though many people expected a crazy response from Drake, things didn't start to really pop off until years later when Drake dropped his album For All the Dogs. On the song First Person Shooter, fans noticed that J. Cole claimed him, Drake, and Kendrick were the top three rappers in the world.
Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot, is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started a league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali.
But with Kendrick feeling like he's number one, he took it personally. So right after, he hopped on a song called Like That and made sure his verse went viral. He first called out J. Cole's lyric by saying, "Motherfuck the big three, it's just big me." Then he sent shots at Drake's album right after.
Sneak this and first person shooter, I hope they came with 3 switches. For all your dogs getting buried, that's okay with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery.
And Kendrick subtly saying that Drake's gonna see the cemetery instantly had fans feel the beef heating up. This song went everywhere because of that, but Drake's never been scared to fire back. So instead of recording a little verse for a little boy, he made an entire diss track called Push Ups, where he called out Kendrick and pretty much every other rapper in the entire industry secretly hating on him. He made sure Kendrick was the main focus, with bars replying to Kendrick's verse.
You won't ever take no chain off of us. How the f you be stepping with a size 7 man's on?
And of course, he let Kendrick know how short he was.
Pipsqueak pipe down, you ain't in no big three.
Drake even exposed how Kendrick's label tells him to drop music, but only lets him keep 50%.
Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause top told you drop and give me 50 likes or push ups. Hood, your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. Drop and give me 50, drop and give me 50.
Cause of all of that, most fans felt Drake instantly won the beef cause of the song. And as the world anticipated Kendrick hopping in the booth to diss Drake back, it didn't happen. So Drake dropped another diss track called Taylor Made. This one exposed how Taylor was secretly in charge of Kendrick's career, had Drake once again clowning Kendrick's life, and it even had AI features from Tupac and Snoop Dogg.
You asked for the smoke, now I seen you too busy for the smoke. I won't lie, the people confused.
Cause right now it's looking like you writing out the game plan on how to lose, how to bark up the wrong tree and then get your head popped in a crowded room.
But not long after the song became a trending topic, Tupac's representatives were pissed. They planned to sue Drake for faking the Tupac verse with AI, so they forced him to get the song taken down. Now, alright, Kendrick definitely saw that, but the whole time, he was secretly cooking up something behind the scenes. And that's when he dropped Euphoria, a 6-minute diss at Drake. Man's clowned him in pretty much every way possible, from claiming that Drake is too light-skinned and only acts tough.
How many more black features till you finally feel that you're black enough? I like Drake with the melodies, I don't like Drake when he act tough.
To pretty much calling him gay.
When I see you stand by Sexy Red, I believe you see two bad bitches. I believe you don't like women, it's real competition, you might pop ass with them.
Kendrick even straight up said he hated literally everything about the man.
I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. I hate the way that you sneak this. If I catch flight, it's gonna be direct.
Kendrick definitely went in, but it didn't stop Drake fans from calling the song ass or saying they damn near fell asleep listening to it. Once Kendrick heard all of that, he dropped again right after with another diss called 616 in LA. Everyone instantly recognized that just naming the song like that was already a diss. Drake's known to label songs with times and locations, but in the song is where things got crazy. Kendrick rapped about how some of Drake's crew are actually his employees.
Have you ever thought that OVO is working for me? Everyone inside your team is whispering that you deserve it. Can't tussy slide about it, this one is just gonna resurface.
And he even told Drake that at this point, he's ready to hurt him physically.
I'm sorry that I live a boring life. I love peace, but war ready if the world is ready to see you bleed.
So after Kendrick was the one to go back to back this time, nobody knew what to expect next. But that's when Drake took things to a whole new level with another diss song and video named Family Matters. It started with visuals of the same van that Kendrick used for the cover of his album, Mad City, getting towed to the junkyard. Then once Drake spazzed on the dude again, fans got even more disrespectful in the video by completely crushing the Mad City van. Drake was sending non-stop shots like, you read about the big three. It's only Big D, and there's video proof. And the whole time that Drake was saying wild things like that, fans eventually found out that the chain Drake was wearing in the video had a pendant with the exact ring that Kendrick proposed to his wife with. Now Kendrick was pissed, and he wanted to annihilate Drake. So once he hit the studio, he went for the kill with a couple more diss tracks. First came Meet the Grams, which referred to Drake, aka Aubrey Graham's entire family. Throughout each verse, Kendrick clowned Drake to each of his family members one by one. Regardless of how creative the song was, the beat of that song literally put me to sleep. That shit was ass. But Kendrick redeemed himself less than a day later when he dropped a bop that literally had pro athletes crip walking to it.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas.
Not Like Us wasn't just a song. He literally used a pic of Drake's mansion with sex offender markers on it for the cover photo. All song long, Kendrick claimed he'd beat Drake's ass, told Drake he heard dude liked him young, and he claimed Drake was just using the entire industry. And if all of that wasn't enough, Kendrick ended the song with him and a group chanting OV Ho.
Hey, run for
let
your
me
life.
Say OV Ho.
OV Ho.
Say OV Ho.
OV Ho.
Now, obviously Drake took that personally, and the beef continued with another song, but fans weren't really feeling it, so the song literally got more dislikes than likes. Things were looking bad for Drake, but they got a whole lot worse when his mansion that was in Kendrick's cover art became a crime scene. From his home getting shot up by people wanting to kill Drake, to others trying to break in. Where Drake was living became one of the biggest news stories in the world, so now with his life in jeopardy, not only was Drake forced to list his homes for sale to find a new place to live safely, he's apparently leaving the country and put an end to the beef on Instagram. But what's even crazier than all that is what Drake's been buying. And he ain't the only rapper buying crazy things. Lil Uzi bought something from another universe. Quavo copped some of the most expensive food in the world. And there's so much more in here. Just click this video, man.